Jeff, are we on the air yet?
Until you go.
Are we on the air?
Not yet, ma'am.
Hello, this is Suzanne and Wynn at the Monday night call. Would you like to state your name?
Yeah, this is Samuel from Maricopa, Arizona.
Hi, Samuel.
Hi, Samuel. Hey, it's nice. I haven't heard from you for a while. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I've been busy on my Monday nights, and I finally am able to come back.
Uh-huh. We're just about waiting to go on BBS Radio, on their internet show. Are we on BBS yet?
Yes, you are.
We are live. Thank you. Has all this little talk been going on? Probably has. Okay. So, people are checking in. I'm going to mute everybody.
All callers are muted.
All right. So, my name is Winfrey, and this is the Winfrey Higher Vision Monday night conference call. And we, just for those of you that are listening on BBS Radio on the internet, I'll share with you what's happening. We have a conference line on a telephone line going on with probably 20 to 25 people on it. And this is, we've been doing this conference line for over a year, and we've been doing actually every night of the week in one form or another. And a couple of months ago, Don, who is the founder of BBS Radio, and who I do a Saturday night talk show with called The Don and Wynn Show, agreed to let us broadcast our conference line over the internet. So that's what we're doing. Now, the reason I started this line and the purpose of it was because I've been having this experience for the past 5 years of having what I call interdimensional communication with what identified itself as group souls in other dimensions, and one of the main communicators was a voice that identified itself as the Council of Elohim. And when this first started, it was quite incredulous, and I wasn't sure. I believed I was talking to who they said they were, and in fact, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm still wondering, am I really doing this? But the evidence seems to indicate that maybe I am talking to who they say they are, and I'm doing something, and other people are finding value in what I'm doing. And I would say there's two aspects of the value to be found here. One aspect is to be able to gain a mental understanding of how the other side works, how it interfaces with us, and how, I guess, the history of our planet and why we're here. And the other aspect of value here is to be able to experience directly the energies of these very expansive high group souls that are outside of this dimension, because they actually, according to what they keep saying, and as according to my observations, they actually want to communicate with you. Now, communication like I'm having, it's a verbal communication, is fairly rare, and it's not something that I would encourage anyone to attain to. If it falls in your lap, then go for it. But the kind of communication that's more valuable to your own evolution than the verbal connection is the vibrational connection. Because part of you exists right now in another dimension. And perhaps some of you don't know that or don't believe it. And there's others of you that know it absolutely. Those of you that are artistic, intuitive, that have flashes of energy, that have little psychic experiences, you've all experienced indirectly the part of you that exists in another dimension. In our dreams, we all move into that part of us that's in other dimensions. Of course, we wake up and we don't remember them. There are people that record their dreams or that teach other people to do that. And oftentimes, people that start recording their dreams either get precognitive dreams that predict the future, or they get voices communicating to them from other dimensions that is actually not them. That, in fact, happened to me. And I don't consider myself a channel, but I wrote the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and 2 years later, I started writing my dreams down, and I looked at it, and I was getting messages that seemed that I'm now sure were outside of my own consciousness. The manner in which my own communication with other dimensions started occurred when, in 2002, in April of 2002, where I had a personal relationship that suddenly and spontaneously would say, have this pressure on her head and say, you know, there's a voice in my head that wants to communicate with you. And suddenly we were engaged in a conversation. And this would happen over a period of 6 months where she would say, those guys want to talk to you again. And at that time, I was in the midst of writing the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, which was a pretty far-out premise, and yet the book made an extremely good case that Edgar Cayce was back, and also introduced the other group soul that is a major influence in the upper realms in our planet, which calls themselves the Ra Group. So I was in the midst of studying David Wilcock's website and studying his messages, and so many of them were just out there, really far out. They were talking about things like ascension, like a dimensional shift. They were talking about who they were, which was a group soul that was composed of graduates of this realm over billions of years, and that have been one of those forces. I didn't put this in the book, but it's implied that they were one of those forces that mankind has related to as God, and that they've come through many people, channeled through many people in our history, and were very likely responsible for the Mayan calendar end date of 2012, because the Mayans were channeling this group soul. They were connected to Jesus and his prophecies, connected with the Hopis and their prophecies. And now they were who Edgar Cayce was channeling, allegedly, and now they're coming through David Wilcock. And I was writing the book, and 2 years into writing the book, I have this woman who suddenly is telling me, those guys want to talk to you. And it was a bit embarrassing. And I wasn't sure how to deal with it. I wasn't sure if I could trust it. I wasn't sure if I could talk about it. At least I didn't talk about it at that time, because I said to myself, I'll never get my book published. It's all too wacko. So it's been going on now for 5 years. It's going on where they jumped from one personal relationship to another. There's been miracles of healing. There's been future predictions. There's been a huge amount of wisdom. And there's been 100% correlation with the information that was coming through the book concerning the period of time we're in now. And if I started this by saying that there's a lot of information here that is really worth studying to figure out if this is the correct correct cosmology and perspective for the period we're in, because this is something that you need to validate for yourself. It's too far out to believe me blindly because I say it. I'm only sharing what happened to me, the correlations between things, and the experiences that people have had. But the purpose of life in this realm is to have your own experience, not to believe someone else's. The fact that I share this with you may give you a way to point yourself to have an experience. And it's important what you internalize and own, not what you believe. Because if it's just a belief, it becomes another religion. And religions don't necessarily generate experience. It can. That was their original intent. Most of the people that started religions, I believe, were having some kind of experience. But for whatever reason, there's something about this realm where things get corrupted really fast. And what comes from a pure intent originally ends up getting to have to do with power and with control and fear. And those three things, power, control, and fear, are not aspects of the way these higher group souls interact. Their principles would be like free will, love, and group energy. They're a group. They're a collective. Now, I've had many, many conversations where they try to describe how they are, and I can honestly say that I don't understand it yet. And I'm not sure that a human mind is capable of completely comprehending it. But I can tell you what they say and how I've learned to adapt it to my human mind way of thinking. And so they're a group energy made up of individual souls, not so different from your soul and my soul, except our souls are connected to bodies. Their souls are independent of bodies. As a soul energy that's independent of body, that's coming in from a high realm, they have a great deal of creative energy. And they can, one way of looking at it is that there's, on our soul level, our souls are in the same realm, or can be in the same realm, as their energies. So we can connect with their energies, not in the physical, but in the other dimensions. And one of the things that has been my goal on these conference calls is to help create a liaison so that those people who participate in the calls can actually tune into these energies from the higher realms, not as a belief, but as some kind of experience. And in the course of time, we've been doing this call, many people have touched in to that experience. Now, why is it valuable? Why would we want to have that experience when we're in a physical body? Well, a physical existence has many different variations. One can be in a physical body and almost be in an animalistic consciousness. And that would indicate to me that a person that's exhibiting that kind of consciousness has a very contracted energy on in the other dimensions. It exists, the person still exists in the other dimensions, but their energy in the matrix is very, very small, and even contracted within their bodies. And a person in that kind of space is going to be very much preoccupied with survival, with tribal instincts, with one-upsmanship, no idea that there's anything beyond him and his existence or her and her existence. And usually those people are fairly difficult to be around if you're on a higher path, especially in a relation of some sort. But that's one of the elements of being in a physical body. And being in a human body has a huge variation of experiences. Now, we could say that we have kind of a mirror image of our own selves in the other dimensions, and that, but it's an energy, it's not a physical form. So that image can constantly change depending on what we are doing and thinking in the physical right now. Right at this moment, because you are listening to me, you are changing and I am changing, and we are recreating part of ourselves that's in other dimensions. It's transforming. Now, I'm not doing it and you're not doing it, but it's happening. And we are having the experience of expanding our energies into each other. And perhaps some people have called this the law of one, or that we are actually all part of each other if we go far enough into our energy fields. And at the same time, we're all separate. We're all having a separate experience in our bodies. We're all in different locations everywhere, but right at this moment, we can touch in to each other's energy fields. Now, this is something that some of you may know. Maybe this is a new idea. Some of you might consider it and see if it works for you. And some of you might not believe it at all, and that's okay, because everything I'm saying is something that you have to check out from your own levels to see if it's true for you. It's true for me. I've had so many experiences validating this, and that's why I'm compelled to share it. So we can combine our energies in other levels, and when we're on those levels, as we get to be a bigger group energy, we start to actually simulate a group soul. Now, the difference between us and a group soul is that group souls have dedicated themselves to the upliftment of our realm, and they bond together out of high service to help us. They can stay bound together in this group for billions upon billions upon billions of our years, except to them, they're outside of time, so they don't have that experience of billions of years. Now, negative groups can come together for a common purpose, but when the purpose is finished, they fall apart. They can't hang together for really, really, really long times, because they start competing with each other within the group. So this is exactly what happens on our planet. If people are looking for status, if they're looking for recognition, then if they're in a group and they're with someone else, before you know it, they perceive the other person is getting recognition and they're not getting it, and so they need to get it. So they break off because they need the recognition instead of staying together for a high purpose. Well, we all experience group energy. We all go in and out of it all the time, every moment of our life. At every moment of our life, there's a part of our soul matrix which is blended to some degree or another to other entities and other beings. And for example, if a family unit is really tight, you're blended with your family unit. There's a lot of loving energy. Now, that doesn't have to be tight. There's a lot of family units that are not tight. They don't have that experience. One of my examples is if you go to a movie, and the movie is a really inspiring movie, during the course of that movie, the audience has a blending and weaving of their energies in other dimensions. They become, to some degree or another, one. And when they leave the movie, they can look at each other, and in their eyes, they know they just had the same experience. And there's certainly a feeling of empathy. You can take that same movie and put it on your video or DVD and watch it by yourself, and you have nowhere near the kind of experience, the touchingness, of the moving of your own emotions as you do when you're sitting in a group in a movie theater. And so these are all examples of our attempts to create oneness, because when we experience oneness, we experience an upliftment in ourselves. We experience that we're not lonely. We experience that we're not alienated, and that there's a deep human need, the deepest, to have these kinds of experiences, even if it means joining the neighborhood gang, which is the same motivation to be part of something bigger than yourself. But most experiences that generate this are transitory, because they're related to the experience. They are, I remember in the I Ching, I think there's a hexagram that I read years ago called Holding Together. And it said, even thieves can have close bonds, but when the common interest falls apart, so does the relationship. Only relationships that are built on inner truth, I think that was the word that was used, will sustain beyond everything. And so how do you build a relationship on inner truth? Well, the way that I see that now is that you need to build a relationship based on a motivation higher than a common interest. So what we're doing here is building relationships on uplifting our planet, uplifting the universe, and it's actually a job that will never get finished. So there's people that have come forward, like Suzanne, who was saying hello to everybody while I was putting together BBS Radio, who said, you know what, all my life I've wanted to do something like this, and suddenly there was a group where she could do it, because there was no hidden agenda. There was no common interest at a lower level of manifestation. And so maybe this group will stay together for a long time. Maybe we'll become and one of the questions that I asked, they said there was a Tibetan group that was so tight that they were at the beginning of the manifestation of being a group soul in this realm. Now, when you start to become a group soul on this realm, a group energy, and this is happening a little bit in our group, and this has not happened because anyone designed it to happen, or there's any obligation or anything. It just happens spontaneously. People start connecting with each other for no reason, except to say, how are you doing? And to be supportive. And then you have little psychic interchanges with each other, like they were thinking about somebody and someone else thought about them at the same time. And this has been going on for quite some time. And I'm watching this, and it's one of the ways for myself that I said, you know what, maybe this is really working, because I didn't have really a clear idea of how to do this or what to do when I started it, because I had no model to follow. But the fact that I was talking to a group soul that said they were the Elohim, and I could feel their energy in this realm, and we would go back and forth between conversations and feeling energy, that it was validating my experience. And so I said, you know what? I think other people want to have this experience. They want to connect with this energy. And how can I do that? How can I help people connect with it? And doing the conference call was an idea. I brought it up to them, and they said, that's a wonderful idea. So if you want to have a mental image right now, while you're hearing my voice and while I'm talking, if any of what I'm saying is true, we have this group soul, this composed of millions of individual souls, that's identified itself as the Council of Elohim. And I recommend you go to my website and read the readings and listen to some of the audios of some of their channelings and just see if it resonates with you. That's higher-vision.org. I also recommend that you read The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, because that's the other group soul. And the Elohim is outside of this dimension right now. And we, while we're on this call, are creating group energy that is visible to them. And they are blending with this energy. Now, I'm not saying that's true, but that's what I think is true. That is the way it's been consistently answered when I ask questions. And that if you feel a sense of something beaming into your room, if you're feeling a sense of peace, if you're feeling a sense of calmness, now some people actually see auric fields and they see a vibration in their space. Some people get goosebumps. You might consider the possibility that that is the Elohim beaming into your space. Now, I'm not doing this. I'm not talking with a lot of emotion. I'm just being very neutral, and I'm just letting things flow, saying whatever comes next to me. And I've learned to have the confidence that this happens when I present myself. It happens because they have taught me through all my conversations, they've taught me how it works, and I've put it into action, and I've seen it actually work. And as I've been doing the call, the conference call, I've gained more and more confidence in the fact that, hey, it's actually happening. They're actually paying attention to the people on the line. And many of the people that have checked into the call for a period of time have had serious growth. Some of them have had healings. Some of them have had little miracles happen. And quite frankly, I don't even keep track of what's happening with everybody, so I don't know. But I do know that anchoring this energy from these higher realms through our bodies and into the earth is extremely important right now, because the earth is also an energy body, and the earth has been really hurt. And the reason it's hurt is because of mankind. Most people are not part of this energy flow. Most people are isolated energy units separated from the greater flow of the cosmos. The earth needs to feel the flow of the cosmos. The earth, as they explain it, is alive. And that when the earth does not feel that flow, there's far more chance of earthquakes, upset, et cetera, on our planet. And in the channelings, when I ask questions about this, they say the more people in a given area that come into a conference call, the more they can do to particularly protect that area. And if I have it correct, and I've asked the question, and they say this is correct, both group souls, the Elohim soul and the Ra group, have stopped nuclear weapons from going on. They've changed weather patterns or changed the direction of a tornado. But they can't violate free will. They have to honor our request. And if people on the planet don't request their help, they have to lay back. Now, of course, there's many people that are praying right now, and they don't have to understand all the cosmology that I'm sharing with you. If they just pray to God and they have an energy that reaches into other dimensions, that energy will become visible to these groups. And as long as they have a sincere and pure intent, they can use those requests as part of the need, the requisite free will request for them to assist our planet. But there's a huge amount of people that don't make any request. And that makes us very important. One of the ways things happen is through intention. Each of us that's in a body is part of what you could call all that is. And each of us is part of the creative force of the universe. So as we go through our days, we're also creating our lives. We are creating our circumstances. We're creating our relationships with other people. And many people do it, most people do it just fairly alone and fairly in a fairly rigid kind of box. So as opposed to creating, they're just molded into following a repetitive pattern. Now, when we come together as a group and we start to connect our energies in other dimensions, we then can start creating not from the physical realm, which is the slowest place to do it from, but from what you could call the etheric levels, where things start out as thoughts and ideas and trickle down into the world. And right now, as I see it, for the timeline the world is in, that is the only hope there is, because there's no time to fix things on the physical. So by creating a group energy amongst us all, we are all becoming exponentially more powerful in creating this transformative energy to anchor it into the physical realm. And then maybe we've got 30, 35 people on the line, which is a small group. But because we have a direct connection with these group souls, which are billions of souls, when our prayers or our guided intentions are of a planetary level, they will come in and join with us. So now we have a huge power on our side, which is how a small group can change the course of the world. And, of course, a small group can become a big group, but when you have the billions of added energies from the Elohim and Ra, and you're calling on them so directly and working with them, then you have far more power than you do as an individual human. Now, one of the things we're doing is it's 7:04, we have another 20 minutes. We're going to be doing this evening, or tomorrow morning at 4 a.m., we're doing a Fire the Grid special show on the Dawn and Wind show. And we will be doing a calling in of the light. Of course, the conference calls we do are really a Fire the Grid every night of the week with a small group of people combined with these group souls. Tonight, we're going to take our small group and we're going to be expanding it out to all those, hopefully, million people who are participating and help combine our energies and my connection with these groups with everyone else to really, really, really blast this planet with some of the energy that it needs and give Mother Earth some of the loving vibration that it's been missing so long. So you're all invited, of course, to tune in at 4 a.m. or to come back on the same conference line, because this conference line will be on the air at that time. And if everything goes right, we're going to have a live channeling from the Council of Elohim. Not 100% promising it, but we talked to them yesterday. They're enthused about it. Terry, who is the channel, was enthused about it. So it'll probably happen. And it's a very rare event to have the Elohim actually publicly talking to a group anywhere, ever, in the history of mankind. And so if we do that tonight, it'll be, you know, very, very special. One of the reasons we're able to do that is because so many of the people that have been on the conference line over a period of time have developed a protective energy, a group energy, that makes a cushion that can allow them to come through, because it's a huge energy to bring into this realm. Now, let's see, it's 7:06. I thought I'd take a moment, and those of you that are on BBS, we're going to call in the light, but those of us that are on the phone line, we're actually going to put intention, guided intentions, or that's my word for prayers, after everyone gets off the internet. And so those of you that are on the internet that want to know more about this and want to participate in this, these calls through the week, there's instructions and an email to get an access number on the website at higher-vision.org. So what maybe I'll do is I'm going to open up the conference line call. Hang on a second.
All callers are unmuted.
All right. Are you guys on the line?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now everyone on BBS Radio is hearing you also. So say hello, BBS Radio.
Greetings, BBS Radio.
Good evening, BBS Radio.
I thought we were still on.
We're still on BBS. We're all on now. I'm apt to do anything, so I just put everybody on the radio. I thought I would take an opportunity. There's certain people on the line that have been on the call for quite some time and have had some experience. And you have to speak up. And those of you that have background noise, since we're on the air, maybe you could push *6 if you have background noise. And then when you want to talk, push *7, okay? Thank you. And would anyone like to, I hope somebody comes forward, anyone like to share any experiences they've had as a result of being on this line for a period of time?
I think I would.
Who is that?
This is Bonnie from Master.
Okay, Bonnie, go ahead.
And
thank you.
For a long time, wasn't sure that I was experiencing anything because there were a lot of negative things, but lately I have been experiencing an energy of change, of new relationship coming along. And the other person, we haven't been talking very long, but it seems that we have experienced this in communication, and it's like we think alike in a whole lot, not just interest. I'm talking about spiritually. And I think that it feels like we are in tune with what we feel about ourselves, our feelings, and the energy that's around us and how we interpret things. And
mm-hmm.
I think I've seen more of it, I would say, within the last week or so, in many respects, or maybe even the last few days, than I have in some time because of different areas of my life.
You know, sometimes...
And I know that things... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just going to say, sometimes when people come on the line and the first thing that happens is things get worse before they get better, because the light energy that's on this call will cause you to surface negative patterns. And We all have negative patterns that we've ingrained, most of us, that we've ingrained for over many lifetimes. So sometimes you have to, you know, go through that for a period of time before the energy breaks through. Listen, thank you for sharing that, Bonnie. Would anyone else like to share anything? God, everyone's...
I can share something, Wayne.
Is that Wayne?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Wayne.
This friend of mine was talking to me one day and sort of broke out crying and saying, you know, she was very upset because her son had not called her or talked to her in 8 years. And so I said, well, I'll see what I can do. So then I started putting his name in the light on the conference call, at the calling in of the light. And we did this for several weeks. And then her birthday happened to be June the 11th. So I called her that morning to wish her a happy birthday. And she said, guess what? I said, what? She said, my son called me today. It's the first time I've talked in 8 years. So things do happen online.
That's a good one. A lot of people have stories like that. Of course, I'm making everybody be very shy because I'm turning them into celebrities. but none of this was prepared. So I thank Wayne and Bonnie for coming to my rescue because I would have been embarrassed if nobody said anything. Anybody else want to say anything?
This is Mary Jo from Klamath Falls.
Go ahead, Mary Jo. Thank you.
I just feel like I've really found a spiritual home. It all seems to be working. And a lot of wonderful, beautiful people that are on the line and out there. So it's very heartwarming, very soul-warming.
Thank you so much. All right, let me mute everybody again because we're getting all this background.
Yeah, we're getting background.
All callers are muted.
Okay, now we... have muted everybody. I really appreciate you guys that have come forward and talked. You know, one of the things about this is there's really nothing to join. There's no money to spend. I mean, I hope you'll buy my books, and occasionally I do a workshop. But essentially, this is going on, and it's like a freely given tool that you can use. And you can try it, you can leave it, you can see if it works, you know. And I started the call telling people over and over again, and those of you that have been on the call for a long time know, I would always say, this is an experiment. I have no idea how this is going to work, and I'm going to observe it just like you are and see what happens. And so I think at this point, I can say the experiment has proven itself, but you might consider it an experiment for yourself to say, let me see what happens if I check into this call, you know, a couple times a week for a month and see what happens to my life. And there's a lot of wisdom. There's a lot of messages from the other side. There's a lot of guidance. And there's an opportunity to connect with these energies if you can clear yourself and you have the desire to do so. And that's probably the most important aspect of what we're doing on the calls. So one of the main things on the calls is this, what I call calling in of the light. And that is a formalized invocation to do what I kind of described verbally earlier, where we pull our energies together. And we pull our energies, and then we invite the group soul's energies to come in. And let me see, we have about 10 more minutes. You know, before I call in the light, let me share with you one of the most important things about this particular period of time we're in. It's been very consistently explained to me by three sources. Both Ra, the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce channelings, through Dafti, who was the person that started channeling individually to be, and through Terry. very consistent viewpoint. And then what I did was I started Googling this idea, and I found hundreds of websites of people that were coming up with a similar perspective. And some of the people were channeling. Some of them, no one ever even discovered their website. They were very small, but they were having some kind of experience. There was a woman in Santa Barbara that called me and said, you know, her husband read her book, and she's been getting messages for the past 15 years, and her husband thought she was crazy until he read the book of The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce and found out that what her messages were saying was exactly what was presented in the book. So there's a phenomena happening. It's a bit like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, for those of you that saw that movie, where people all over the planet, not just our country, but all over the planet, are tuning in to interdimensional sources. And they're hearing voices, and many of them think they're crazy, but they're getting the same message as to what's happening. And then, of course, you can go through history and see the prophecies of Jesus, the Mayan calendar, and there's a convergence, many things happening right now. And that, to believe this, you have to study it. But it, just to say what it is we're at the end of a 75,000-year cycle. And there's changes happening through our entire physical universe. But there's something else going on a metaphysical level. And that is Earth itself, planet Earth, is upgrading its energy field from third chakra to fourth chakra. And that means that the lesson that people who are incarnate on this planet will be experiencing will change. Third chakra relates to power and heart, and third chakra relates to power and individuality, and fourth chakra relates to heart. And that means the lesson on this planet is moving into compassion. That is the good news. Now, the other part of the news is that your own heart has to be open slightly more than half in order to move with the energies of the Earth. Otherwise, what happens is you can't continue in this upgraded planet, and you will have to be moved somewhere else to repeat the lessons that you didn't learn regarding power and individuality. And all these group souls are saying the same thing. That is, there's another planet being prepared in another star system that cycle repeaters are going to be moved to. And that our planet, planet Earth, was a destination for cycle repeaters from other planets. And that it was an experiment to bring people together from different planets all over our universe and evolve them together. And the experiment was not successful. It was not, didn't work out the way they intended. These group souls are the actual ones that do this kind of stuff. And basically, it has to do with all of our different races represent cycle repeaters from different planets who were moved here to finish and evolve and come up from third to fourth chakra. And the problem was that they didn't get along very well. There was a lot of competition. There was a lot of negative influence from both this side and the other side. And the amount of people that are ready to graduate this realm apparently is fairly small compared to the potential. But there's a small window of opportunity to make a difference right now. And what they said was in the channelings that approximately between now and 2012, there's the chance for someone to, say, revamp their karmic patterns and prepare for graduation from this realm. And after that, it will be very difficult to change your destination. Now, that's what they say. This is the kind of stuff that I can't validate, so I put it out, and I'll let you hash it over for yourself. But it makes sense in terms of the prophecies of Jesus. One will be taken, one will be left behind. I believe these group souls were the very influential during the life of Jesus. Perhaps they were talking to Jesus, and it was where he was getting his information from. So this is where you have to study the material, and where you cannot believe me, you have to study the material and see if it resonates. And on that note, what we're going to do is we're going to invoke the fourth chakra. We have about 5 minutes, and this is something that we do every night on our conference calls. Father, Mother, God. And when I use the word God, I'm not using God in the old-fashioned sense. I'm using God as the one infinite creator, the force of love that penetrates our universe. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. There's a flow of energy, not scientific energy, but the energy that spiritual people call Holy Spirit or prana or orgone energy. There's a flow of energy that radiates from the center of our universe that then goes to the center of our galaxy, then goes through our galaxy, through our solar system, through the outer energy realms of our planet, through our bodies, and grounds itself into the center of the Earth. That energy is flowing right now. And I'd like you to imagine and envision yourself in the flow of that energy. Now I'd like you to take your energy that is your soul matrix, and if you choose to do this, to allow it to merge and blend temporarily with all those people that are on this conference call, the people that are on BBS radio, they're, I guess we could call them strangers because we haven't talked to them, and the people who have actually checked into the phone line. We all exist in another dimension, and by our intention, we can connect with each other. Intention is the control mechanism from this realm to the part of us that's in other dimensions. So we are going to intend that we connect. As we do this, many of you will feel a shift of the energy in your space, a buzzing, electricity, an opening of your chakras. You see, you can't blend with other people unless your heart's open. Now we're going to request that these group souls, the Elohim and Ra group, will blend with our group energy. And some of you might feel it. It's like we just plugged into a huge generator. You might shut your eyes and you might see light. You might feel your third eye buzzing with light energy. And although you can't see it, you can feel it. You can feel the connection. We are now bathing ourselves and our planet with this energy from other dimensions. It is the healing action that we and our planet need. We're going to send this energy to all the negative places on our planet. We're going to send it to the Middle East. We're going to send it to Washington, D.C. We don't have time to do a whole rundown. We do it on the regular conference calls every night of the week. And it's very powerful because we are needed down here to bring this energy in. On this note, I'm going to ask this light to anchor itself back to each one of you, particularly those of you who are on BBS radio, because we're going to be separating our voice from you. We don't have to necessarily separate our energies, but our show is officially over. And we just ask that you hold this energy in yourself, in your home, in your families, in your friends, and in your work. We thank you for joining us. We'll be on again at 4 a.m. tonight with perhaps a live Elohim channeling. And we will close out with BBS Radio. And we'll go back, and all the people that are on the phone line will have the chance to put in their particular prayer requests.